You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Grant and Danny live from the theater at the MGM National Harbor for the Junkies Poker Open, presented today by Potomac Metals, your area recycler. You've tried the rest, now scrap with the best. We have spent the entire morning looking back at an incredible game four. Steven Strasburg, a virtuoso, epic performance. Michael Taylor, the shot heard round DC. I told you we'd flip the script at noon, so coming up in a half hour, we're going to turn our attention to game five and leave yesterday's gem in the rearview mirror. Right now, though, FP Santangelo, who joins us ahead of every single playoff game all postseason long, is stopping by. He's presented by CDWG, bringing together experts, technologies, and partners like Dell to turn complexity into simplicity. It's IT orchestration by CDWG. CDWG, people who get it. FP, what a game yesterday.
Let's keep doing this. This is fun, isn't it? What a ride. I mean, the highs, the lows, it's just like being on a roller coaster, this whole October thing. And I mean, yesterday was amazing, you guys. And to be at Wrigley Field and to kind of hear how quiet it got when Michael Taylor hit that was something I'll always remember. You know, oftentimes in the playoffs, you know, visiting fans can get tickets and you'll hear a smattering of cheers. But, you know, Cubs fans don't give up their seats for the playoffs. And even with the rain out, there was only a handful of Nats fans there yesterday, and you could have heard a pin drop when that ball hit the net. And, you know, Dan Coco and I were sitting together. We had some decent seats, and we were going nuts. And that was all you could hear. So, I mean, just the whole thing, how it played out, every single pitch, Steven Strasburg, Michael Taylor, you know, what a day at Wrigley Field. And now, guess what? We get to do it all again. And I told you guys it wasn't over, and it is.
No, you were right about that, my friend. Hey, you know Steven better than Grant and I do. He's you know, fairly reticent when it comes to talking to media, but you're around the club every single day. Could you go into this? Just what do you think that meant to him yesterday, given a lot of loud voices? And I know he doesn't pay attention to that stuff, but a lot of people took some shots yesterday at FP around this country, around the game of baseball. And he shut a lot of people up, changed a lot of narratives, I think, about him. Justified or not, they were out there. He was incredible under some pretty dire circumstances.
Well, you know, he didn't only shove it up against the Cubs. He did that against a lot of other people, too, yesterday. I mean, that was a day with all the whispers you've heard about maybe his toughness here or all the stuff you've heard. You know, we're around him, and I've seen a big change in him this year. I've seen him, you know, get emotional on the mound and point at guys and fire them up when they make a good play. And, you know, I've seen him in the dugout. I mean, he's a quiet guy, so sometimes quiet guys are misunderstood, but all, you know, all the toughness questions, they were put to bed yesterday across the board. Whatever happens in his career, the narrative has changed. And so even if you thought that, we're around him every day, we know that's not true, but even if you thought that, that can never be said again after what he did yesterday. Just an amazing performance. You know, I tweeted last night emotionally after the game, I still believe it, if they say legends are made in October, what Steven Strasburg did last night, being hooked up to IVs, antibiotics, going out there in an elimination game on the road at Wrigley Field, just and keep going, that's the stuff legends are made of. Amazing performance yesterday, one for the ages.
FP Santangelo on Grant and Danny, 106.7, the fan. The offense didn't really get going. I mean, they managed all of five hits. If you take one swing out of the equation, they scored one unearned run on an error. Congratulations to Mikey Taylor, because he came through with an incredible hit, a grand slam the other way on a day when nothing was getting out. So let's start with the positive. We can get into the negative, which is that they still aren't hitting, really. But Taylor's grand slam, oh my goodness, FP. On a day like yesterday against Wade Davis, are you kidding me?
Yeah, if the wind was blowing straight in, it was a cold day. After Addison Russell hit that ball to the left and it didn't go with Jason, you're thinking, nothing's getting out of here. Matt Wieters hit a ball real well, too. So, park's closed. Sorry, folks. You know, beat him with a couple of hits together. And when he hit that, I heard the sound. And I said, well, on a normal day, that's on Waveland. Or Sheffield, I get them mixed up. It's over the fence. It's on the street. And, you know, as it's going, I'm like, wait, that ball's carrying way too far for the wind blowing straight in at about 20 miles an hour. And I was, wait a minute, that has a chance. And then it hit the net, and we lost our minds. So That was great. But getting back to the offense, guys, offenses aren't supposed to be hitting 300 in October. Everybody's saying the Nats aren't hitting, the Nats aren't hitting. There's a reason why the Cubs won 90-something games. There's a reason why they won a World Series last year. When you get to October, you're facing the best of the best. It's not like you're facing a last-place team or the Braves or the Phillies where you can run up a 10 spot and get 15 hits.
Sure, but there's a happy medium, FP.
Hit 200.
I would take 180.
Well, okay, what are the Cubs hitting? They're hitting like 150 as a team. So, I mean, there hasn't been offense in this series. Sometimes you have postseason series where pitching dominates, and that's the case right now. It's not like both teams went cold all of a sudden. The Cubs won 13 out of 16 coming into the playoffs. They're hitting .160 as a team. You're facing the best pitching in baseball. So in the playoffs, when that happens, you have to find a way. And yesterday they found a way. It's that simple. I mean, it's not like you're facing guys with 6 and 7 earned run averages. These are the best of the best. This is elite pitching you're seeing on both sides, and you're hoping you see it again tonight.
Best of the best. FP Santangelo is with us here, Grant and Danny, all throughout the playoffs. We'd like to do this more because it means the Nats kept winning. FP, how do you solve Kyle Hendricks tonight? He befuddled them in game number one. He was terrific. The changeup was outstanding. Really just that sinking fastball that looks like it's going through water and stopping time and whatever else as it dives down the home plate, and that changeup was excellent in game number one. How do you solve him tonight if you're the Nats?
Well, I'll say this. A game one start for a pitcher is a lot different than a game five start. Because, you know, there's four other games. I'm going to go out there and be free and easy, loose with my stuff. And we'll see how the adrenaline affects Hendricks tonight. I mean, this is game five. This is for all the marbles. So historically, or what I've seen in my career, and guys that have command and control and sink the ball, adrenaline affects that. Adrenaline affects the run. Sometimes you can throw it through the sink. Sometimes your command isn't there because you're just not as free and easy and loose with your arm. Something, you know, as a hitter, when I tense up, my bat's slow. And as a pitcher, if I'm tensed up or over amped, I'm not as loose with my arm motion. So, you know, we'll see how that all works out today. If I'm an Nats hitter, I get right on top of the dish, I scoot up in the box, and I say, bring it. Because you're not going to jam me with 86. So, I mean, there has to be some adjustments made. They know it. He did to them last time. He ran back the sinker to right. He started off the plate. He made that sinker start on the outside half to left, or the changeup start outside on the outside corner lefties and ran it off the plate. So either way, lefty, righty, I'm on top of the dish today. I'm getting up in the box and I'm saying, bring it, big boy. Let's go. Let's do this. I'm crowding the plate. I'm hanging over it, and I'm daring him to come inside.
How would you align pitching today? I'm kind of leaning toward Roark to start, Gio out of the pen, then Max, kind of in order before you get to the pen. You're pitching a couple guys who don't have much relief experience in that capacity. Tanner does, but hasn't fared that well out of the pen. How would you do this?
I heard Steven Strasburg starting today. I don't know what you guys heard.
That is a rumor. That is on the table.
I'll take that, too.
I mean, heck, I don't know. That's not my job. I just hope whatever combination they flip out there works. And you have confidence in all the guys.
What would you do,
like
though?
I said,
what would you do?
What would I do?
Yeah.
I'd start Gio to nullify the lefties. And,
okay.
And then, you know, any sign of anything, it's all hands on deck. So Max was in the bullpen yesterday. He had his backpack on. He went down there. And
I think we'll see Max tonight. I do.
Yeah, can you imagine how crazy a Nats Park is going to be tonight, period? But can you imagine Max running out of the bullpen? I mean, this is – I'm getting goosebumps right now thinking about it. So, I don't know. I'd start Max and let him go seven. I don't know. 3 days rest. I have no idea. We'll see how it all plays out. Whatever it is, just keep your fingers crossed that it works.
You expect the same lineup from Dusty tonight here, FP?
Yeah, I don't think he's going to change anything. I mean, we'll see. I thought Lynn might get his shot. I talked to Jason after the game yesterday. He said that's the best he's felt in a long time. He just, one pitch he didn't think it was a strike, one pitch he locked up on. So if you're thinking about, I mean, that's the only thing you could think of at this point, but I don't think you get to this point and change in the game five. Not at all.
FP Santangelo, you watched him all year on Masson. You will hear him all postseason with us, and hopefully we're having several more conversations with him and we get another fresh series and another opponent to talk about after tonight. FP, thank you, buddy. Always enjoy it.
Hey, if you're going to the ball game tonight, you can't be loud enough. Message to the fans. And you guys were at Wrigley Field. I mean, I'll put up the atmosphere in games one and two against Wrigley any day.
Me too.
And that's saying a lot because Wrigley's a tough place to play. Nats fans brought it for game one and two. I know they'll bring it tonight. You can't be loud enough. You can't cheer enough. And if you're in the car driving home after the Nats win tonight and you have a voice, you didn't do your job.
I agree with you. And I said that at the start. I actually believe, you know, being at Wrigley, Nats Park was every bit as loud, every bit as engaged, every bit as enjoyable to sit and watch and see people rise with two strikes. I mean, it was on par with one of the historical museums in baseball, which is a really good sign. Thanks, buddy.
Grant, I know you're up against the clock, but real quick.
Yeah.
I sat with Cubs fans yesterday, and they're classy. They're great fans.
They're the best.
But the 108 years of losing, even with a championship last year, is so embedded in these people. I heard it throughout the crowd yesterday. Here we go again, 2003. I mean, a negative vibe. And I'm not just talking with some people. I heard it all over the place.
They won a World Series last year.
Everywhere where we were sitting yesterday, it was Joe Madden this, and here we go again. And, I mean, it is deeply ingrained in these people that the worst thing is going to happen to them. And to witness that as a fan, I've never sit in the crowd as a player, as a broadcaster, and to hear all that yesterday was amazing to me. That these people, I mean, it's generations of losing, and one championship didn't change a thing.
FP, thank you, buddy. We got big news on the Metro front we'll pass along as well. That's FP Santangelo of Masson. So we're going to go to breaking news. Nats fans, if you're going to the ballpark tonight, you will want to know what Pete is about to tell you. Beltway Blitz at noon.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.